Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Peter Welch, the Shumlin-Milne race for governor in Vermont, how come it was so close?
Well, I was surprised, because in my view, Governor Shumlin has been doing a good job and he's been very ambitious. But I do think that one of the realities of when you're a governor is that every time you make a decision, undertake facing a challenge directly, some people get upset. And the governor has governed in a way where he's really not tried to dodge what are really fundamentally important issues. Look at what he did after we had Tropical Storm Irene. He was all over the state, and his goal was to bring Vermont back, our infrastructure back, better than what it was before, and I think he accomplished that. He's had significant budget challenges and made reforms. He's taken on the methamphetamine issue, and, of course, health care. And the health care issue is very, very tough, but it's a problem that needs to be addressed, not ignored. But when you do that, what you are showing is that you're willing to try to use some of your political capital to face directly and squarely many of the issues that have to be addressed in Vermont. But you can lose some votes doing that.
This is also a Republican year. It's an off election, so more Republicans come out than Democrats. You think that had something to do with it?
Well, definitely did. I mean, our turnout was way down from 2 years ago. So I think the turnout obviously is a factor. But it was still a surprise. But I think that the fact that the governor has been so actively engaged in trying to address some of these problems, despite the fact that in that effort to do so there would be controversy, I kind of applaud him for using his time and his position as governor to try to face squarely the real challenges that we have in Vermont.
There are a lot of people scratch their heads and say, well, what is this business about governors running every 2 years?
Well, you know, we're kind of proud of that in Vermont. But the every 2 year cycle campaign in a small state, if we can keep the big money at bay, gives the voters an opportunity to send a message. And, you know, one of the things that happened here is that Governor Shumlin has said that he is really taking into account the vote and trying to discern that message, and it's causing him to re-examine on premises and assumptions. So I think we're really going to hear a fresh point of view from the governor that reflects his take into account a message that he has heard from Vermonters.
Well, is there a single issue that's hanging around Vermont these days, Peter Welch, that you've seen that could shift a lot of people?
Well, you know, I had my own campaign, so I was out there, and the two things I heard from Vermonters were, one, they want government to work, and they're dismayed at the dysfunction, and number two, they want a pay raise. You know, everyday folks who pay their bills on the basis of their monthly paycheck, those folks have not had a raise in like 20 years. But the price of property taxes are going up, health care expenses are up. Folks really face a dilemma when they're trying to help their kids get to college. So that affordability issue, I think, is really tough on working people. You know, the economy's roared back from where it was in the recession, roared back in the sense that more people are working. Stock market has never been higher. Corporate profits have never been higher. But wages have been stagnant. So most people, even if they have a little bit of money invested, have to pay their bills from their paycheck. And if you haven't had a pay raise, but the cost of everything you have to pay for is going up, you're feeling squeezed. And that's true in the nation, but it's also true in Vermont.
So you ran, but you didn't have that tough a time. He did. What's the difference between being a governor and a congressman?
Well, governor is a very, very tough job because you have to make decisions very locally. And oftentimes those decisions, some people like and some people don't. And the governor bears the fundamental responsibility for deciding what challenges to face. And Governor Shumlin he took on an ambitious agenda, but one that was about trying to address real issues that Vermont faced. So I think that's tough. It's just it's a very hard political job to do, and I think the governor's been doing a good job. And I think what was helpful to me in Congress is that I've had a very strong reputation as having a problem-solving focus to my efforts. So I haven't been identified as just being a partisan person. And I think people want government to work, and I think they want us to focus on middle-class concerns, and that's what I've been doing.
Do you have a presidential pick yet for the Democratic Party?
I don't, because we don't have a presidential field of candidates yet.
Yeah, but there's a presumption it's going to be Hillary. Does that sit well with you?
I think Hillary is going to run. I agree, and obviously she will be formidable in all kinds of ways. But you're going to see a desire on the part of the Democrats and the public and the press to have a debate. So I don't think Hillary's going to be the only one who runs, even though I do agree that she's the formidable front runner and obviously has a lot going for her.
Not that I want to play these baseball kind of games with you, Peter Welch, but I guess I want to ask you this. Assuming that Hillary is the presidential candidate, do you think it would make sense for Deval Patrick to be the vice presidential candidate, even though he says he won't do it?
Well, he's a gifted orator and politician with a broad appeal. So he's somebody I could definitely see being in that role.
Because it seems to me that one of the great advantages, because so much of this is strategic, one of the great advantages that Barack Obama had was that people of color and others who from diverse communities turned out for him. Now, are the Democrats going to have to do that in order to win?
Well, see, I think it's going to be our economic message. You know, I think this is not obviously, Barack Obama was a breakthrough candidate. He was an African-American. He gave that stirring speech at the Democratic Convention where he spoke about how we're not a black America, a white America, a straight America, or a gay America. And he gave that speech after the divisiveness that was developed during the Bush administration, and there was a sense, I think, that it was a my way or the highway approach. And the hope that was unleashed by Barack Obama was astonishing. And I think now the reality and the challenge for the Democrats and whoever the candidate is what's an honest economic message that gives confidence to Americans that we're about getting them a pay raise. So I don't think that it can be focused just on minorities or just on ethnic groups or just on women. I think our broad message has to be about getting a pay raise for folks who are working all across America.
So, Peter Welch, if they ask you to run for vice president, would you?
you're flattering me with that question, but I'm not going to be asked, and it's not even ever occurred to me, and I like the job I'm doing. So whoever our president and vice president is, I'm hoping to be able to be a constructive voice in Congress to be able to help get America moving again.
Peter, as always, great to hear from you. Great to hear your voice. I know that you have a big year ahead of you. But when we come back, I want to ask you about immigration.
Yeah.